Regina. For around the last decade now, Terry Burrant has transformed his Regina home into a Christmas wonderland. Like many people, Burrant grew up enjoying the holidays by spending time with family, either by playing games or watching old Christmas movies. Burrant got the idea to start lighting up his house by seeing other people decorating their own homes. He started out by putting up 5 strings of lights, and then the next year you put on another 5, and you know you're doubling it, and you sort of double it and double it every year. Those 5 strings of lights turned into 20,000 to 25,000 lights, which are displayed for the whole city to bask in. Burrant explained the process of getting the lights and other decorations up. All of November is spent on actually putting up the display. As far as actually making the other items in the display, a lot of that happens in the middle of the summer. He sets up a system where there can be a different variation of shows, including lights and Christmas songs playing outside at a certain time. The lights will match the song, which ranges from different decades, from the 50s, 60s, and current day music. The variation of the shows lasts around 20 minutes, according to Burrant. Terry Burrant said he's changed the type of lights he's used from past years, where every light this year is a smart light, meaning Burrant can control every light. Courtesy of Martin Oldhues. Even when it's freezing outside, people can enjoy the lights and music by sitting in their car. Burrant sets up a FM transmitter on 93.5, where people around 2 blocks from the house can play the music inside their vehicle. One interesting new part of the light show this year is a spotlight that points up at the sky, where many people in Regina can see it from far away. Burrant got the idea from watching films. At the beginning of a movie, you sort of see the, you know, those lights, the spotlight, that are used in the opening events and that kind of thing. So what better way to sort of, you know, attract people or, you know, draw their attention and hopefully point them towards your house than shooting a great big light beam up in the air? While Burrant wanted to use the spotlight, he first had to get clearance from Transport Canada. He described going through quite a process. We had to, you know, supply all the specifications, how bright it is, you know, it's about 13 million candle power. So we had to, you know, give him, the worker, all the specs. We had to tell him, the worker, you know, where we're located, and when it's gonna be on. Transport Canada eventually gave Burrant the clearance to turn the spotlight on at certain hours during the weekend. Another example of Burrant's dedication to Christmas is when he went all the way to the US to get a part for his light display due to the Canada Post strike. He also typically spends around $1,000 each year on lights, goods, and more. Burrant sets up a candy cane dispenser outside, which he described as a hit with the kids. Courtesy of Martin Oldhues. A bigger meaning behind the lights. Over the last few years, Burrant has used his lights to raise money for the Canadian Cancer Society. Burrant has a personal connection to cancer, as both his dad and his wife's mother passed away from cancer. From these experiences, Burrant understands, it's something that affects a lot of people. He added, we talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people share, with you, their, their thanks and just their stories of how they've been, touched by cancer, themselves and just sort of how they appreciate what we do. By giving money to the Canadian Cancer Society, Burrant feels he can help aid cancer research and make other people's lives a lot better. Burrant has raised over $13,000 since partnering with the organization. People interested in donating to the Canadian Cancer Society can put money into a box that is on the lawn of Burrant's home or visit cancer.ca. While Burrant is focused on this year's light show, he is already looking ahead to next year's and brewing up some ideas. There's a few little things in the works already, a few songs that I've already sort of started to remix for next year, a few little design elements that I don't really want to, to give away the details. I kind of want to keep them a secret, from year to year, but probably as soon as it's nice and warm out, is when I start to turn my full attention to next year as I start taking down the display in a couple of months. As for this year, Burrant's light show will continue to run all the way until January 2nd. During the week, the light show runs from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the weekend. The light show runs longer than on the weekdays. Burent also mentioned extending the show on the days leading up to Christmas. On Saturday, December 21st, kids can take a picture with the Grinch and Olaf from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.